I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome back. Thanks for being patient as we took the week off last week.
Yep. And we hope that you're having or had a really great spring break.
Mm-hmm. Currently, we tried to escape about 6 hours south of where we live. And it's snowing a little bit. Now, I will say it's snowing less than where we're like at home.
We have not accumulated inches here
but
like we
cold.
Would, but it's chilly.
I thought I'd come back with just a bit of a sun tan.
Yeah, not happening.
No.
What I've discovered, though, mm-hmm. is just how many funny, strange interactions or instances happen while you are on vacation, you know, mm-hmm. and I think we need to do another travel episode.
100%.
It's been a little too long.
Yeah. I guess that brings us to our next point, which is our
Someday you'll laugh about this. Okay. What do you got?
We've kind of been feeling like we need a new car. Our miles are getting a little high. And we had heard with our particular car that like some certain things maybe start happening after that 100,000 mile mark, as does with a lot of cars, right?
Yeah.
But we're on the list for a van. Never did I ever think that I would be on a list for a van.
It's all those practical features.
Oh my gosh. We went on a trip in December and we were going to rent a like Suburban, and because we needed an extra seat to take my grandma around. And then they were going to charge us like $75 a day or something extra for this Suburban. And we were like, and I just randomly go, what about a van?
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you when I say love at first sight. And I will say my husband for many years has mentioned like anytime we were getting a new car, he'd go, do you want to look at vans? And it was just a hard no.
No.
Always a hard no. I fought it. I drove this thing for 5 days and there was no stopping me at that point. So we've been on a list since December, like literally 2 weeks later, we were on a list, but no cars are coming out. These vans are hard to find. They're not making them quick enough. So we've just kind of been like, we'll just keep driving our car because nothing's really wrong with it. Well, we get all the way down here. It's just not steering right. It's making kind of a funny noise. Do you hear that? So I told my husband, he went out and drove it. He came back. He's like, oh dear. So he tries to go get like steering fluid.
Yeah.
Is that the right name?
Yeah, I think so.
We were just praying. Maybe it's something small. That didn't fix it. So he took it in. So in my mind, I'm like, I bet we're going to be some hundreds of dollars
right.
into this fix. But we're stuck down here and we need a car.
Only so much you can do.
He texts me and said, we have major issues. I'm like, we like our relationship or the car. So he gets home and he's like $3,000.
Oh my gosh.
You guys, in a car that we were like done driving.
Yeah.
$3,000. And yes, I know what you're thinking. Were they screwing us over because we were stranded and stuck and desperate?
Maybe.
Maybe. Probably.
But
what am I
going
to do about it?
Yeah.
Take the Greyhound on the way back? I don't know. I guess that is a possibility.
You will not overcharge me.
Right. Like, I need my car fixed.
Yeah.
I need to get home.
They have all the power.
Could this have happened while we were at home and have an extra car? Absolutely not, because the universe
hates me.
Yep, pretty much. And then when I'm getting in the car to drive it away, I'm like, it smells weird in here. I look in the back, and the steering fluid, they had put the seat down and smashed the bottle.
Oh my gosh.
And steering fluid went all over the back of the car. So anyway, I know it could be worse. It just kind of put that little bit of a damper.
On the trip.
And then, it's been really cold. So
I know. It's been like so many goofy things. And this will kind of lead into our topic today.
Yeah.
We were at this ice cream shop last night and it was like so ridiculous, but it was totally hopping. And yeah. Usually when you go to a place, if there's a lot of people there, it's a good sign, which means there's good food or not disgusting things happening.
Right.
And we get there, we order ice cream, and we didn't take notice that everyone in the place had no ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, long story short, we waited one full hour to receive ice cream. But in that full hour of sitting on a diner booth bench, we were able to observe some teens.
Yes.
Our episode today is Teenage Dirtbag. And you know what? We were dirtbags back then. It haven't changed much.
Well, here's the thing. So now, obviously, not all of you are dirtbags. I wouldn't consider myself a dirtbag.
No.
That's a very strong term. But basically, every teenager has their moments
of
and definitely
just
has
being
their phases.
Like cringe or yes. Just kind of like making really odd choices.
Whether it be fashion, relationship,
yeah.
Friendship, mm-hmm. Activities, or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But these teens that we observed at this ice cream shop while we waited an hour.
It was so funny. It was like each of those groups, there was like a 5-for-1
theme.
Supercuts. Coupon.
Yeah.
Like each group had the same hair and style.
Uh-huh.
It was so bizarre.
And they weren't good.
They were real bad.
It was the very discounted coupon if we're going there. Because this one group comes in and they all have Dickies on, which I didn't even know still
and
were made.
And or flannel pajama pants.
Yeah. It had to be either or.
Yeah.
And then grungy white tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bleach those babies. And I even said to Britt, I'm like, Hot Topic must be having a field day because Dickies are back. What's happening? Like they were like the
Dickies.
Wide,
mm-hmm.
What do you even call those? Skater pants.
Yeah.
I used to call them Dickies. And then they had studded belts.
Mm-hmm.
Studded belts, dirty mm-hmm. white tennis
Hot
shoes.
Hot Topic was like, we knew if we just hung on long enough.
Right.
I mean, we all should have, I suppose.
Right. But here's what I didn't understand was this particular group's hairstyle. What would you call it? The no-fro?
Yeah, like the natural curls.
Brushed out.
Brushed out with a Velcro brush.
Yes. Like a horse brush.
Or whether you have natural curls or perm, doesn't really matter. Just take a horse brush,
brush
it out.
It.
Take the wire scraper from the barbecue
yes.
kit and brush it out.
And that's the look they were going for.
And every kid in the group had it.
It was like 5 kids. And they all had this puffy hair. And there was a couple of them that like from behind, they were a little petite. And one of them had like a hoop earrings.
Dangle earrings.
And I was like, he looks like a 50-year-old woman from the back. Like he had like this fluffy hair with like earrings.
More like 70.
Yeah,
50-year-olds are hot these
yes,
days.
Yes, they are. J Lo's 50. 70-something-year-old woman with like a fluffy hairdo. It was so strange. So anyway,
then these other friends come knocking at the window, and they're like, "What's up, bros?" They all come in. There's 5 of them again,
and they 100% had the real Slim Shady hair.
It was bleach blonde, buzz cut, and we're like, "What is happening here?"
And they were all matching.
Yeah,
and so
is it a thing you like? I mean, this was like boy band chic, but they didn't choose a character. They all dressed as the same character.
Right.
You know, boy bands definitely had more variety. It was definitely more appealing to the eye.
The problem is there was a lot of brass in their hair. Like some of them obviously
get
were very...
some toner.
Yeah, they needed to get their hair toned because it was like Bobo the Circus Clown orange, some of them.
You guys, you know? You're sounding so rude. Maybe I'll cut some of this making fun of the local teens out. But it was just so bizarre and we had a lot of time on our hands.
But it
and
did...
no ice cream in our hands.
Yes. And it did make me realize like, I did that dirtbag thing. I,
more
my friends and I,
stuff.
Well, and you just have, you don't have the confidence that age to just do something unique on your own a lot of the times. Some people do, but most of the time you feel like I have to,
you're doing
let's
exactly
do
what
this
they
together.
Did. Uh-huh.
Like you're going to dress up for Halloween. Let's be M&Ms together. Let's
yeah.
be, me and my
let's
friends
all be
were Barbies
cowgirls.
Together. Yeah. Or uh-huh. lifeguards or whatever it is, mm-hmm. because you're just nervous to just show up as what you want to be,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of sad.
But we were all going through it. So looking back, it's way worse than it really, like really
yeah.
was. Because we were all being that.
I hope so.
Collectively,
thanks.
I believe. Because I'll start off with a listener submission. And I knew several a girl. who did this. And I think I even tried it too. But my hair is just so thick and naturally straight that diffusing it wouldn't work.
I know where you're going with this.
So this listener, she said she whipped up egg whites into a meringue and used it.
Delish. Sounds delish.
I know. Great. And used it as a mousse in her hair to make it curly. Like scrunch their hair with egg whites. Did you ever try that?
I did it all the time. But you did it with eggs? But I never pre-whipped the egg whites.
Maybe that's my problem.
You just wet egg whites and just put them in my hair.
Popped them.
I don't know.
The meringue may have been the missing secret, the missing ingredient, if you will.
Maybe you should have whipped them up.
I should have.
Because the big crunchy curls were the big thing when we were in school.
Yeah. And I could never get it to happen. I'm like, this is just, you're never going to be Jell-O Brit. Like, my hair is so thick and straight. It just wasn't going to happen. But she said it actually had incredible hold.
Oh. I would assume so.
But then she said she would go to gym class and get sweaty.
Have you ever had a lemon meringue pie? Do you see how high it's like?
And it's solid. Stays. That'll hold. And she said that the smell of warm egg whites melting off your hair is not for the faint of heart.
No. It's enough to send anybody over the
disgusting.
Edge.
Disgusting. But she's like, we would do it all the time.
Yeah, I knew most girls were using egg whites. I mean, I would assume it's a strengthener. It's a protein.
Yeah, you would think that it's probably healthier for your hair than other products.
Right, but
natural.
The diffusing process itself is damaging.
Uh-huh.
Because you're just basically drying pressing this like heat into your
head. You're going to smell like you work at like a greasy spoon restaurant that serves brunch all day.
Yeah, and not in a good way. Not even the bacon, just the egg
whites. Just the egg whites, the grossest, healthiest part. give me the yolks, at least. Disgusting.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people look back and they regret their fashion choices or their hair choices, but this kind of encompasses more than just fashion. It goes to everything from social choices to it runs the gamut, I guess is what I'm saying. So this listener said when she was in middle school, she and her friends really wanted these two teachers to get together.
Oh my gosh.
A la like Clueless. Yes. Miss Geist.
And Mr. Hall.
Yeah. And they're trying to get them because they think they're grumpy and they're giving him bad grades because they think they need some love.
Yeah.
But this girl just said they were single teachers.
You can learn so much from teen movies.
Yeah. I'm sure this is where they got this idea. She said they wrote love/suggestive letters.
Suggestive?
I know. I would love to know more.
I really want a copy of these letters.
But how suggestive could it get, like with middle school girls? I mean, maybe.
Yeah. It depends on what crowd they're hanging out
with. Right. So she said,
be honest.
They were writing them to each other.
Oh my gosh.
And they were hoping that they would get together and they'd drop the letters off on their teacher mail.
It probably
pile.
Is like, Dear Miss Smith. It's like, he always calls me Diane.
Terry or whatever. Well, it reminds me, though, of Sleepless in Seattle, one of our favorite movies of all time.
Let's see if we are MFEO.
See you soon. and she looks
it's
at her.
It's cute.
It's like a little clue. And so it reminds me of that. Like,
it probably sounded like it was coming from 12-year-old girls.
Right. I mean, even when someone texts you from someone's phone and it's like their spouse and they're like quickly trying to just reply for you, you're like, this isn't them.
Yeah.
Very quickly, you can tell. So anyway, they were hoping that they'd get together. They would drop them in the teacher's like mail pile so that they'd never see them. She said they never got together. Waste of time. And very cringy.
This is not how Clueless ended.
Right.
We were supposed to catch the bouquet at Miss Smith's wedding.
Can you imagine how awkward of a situation they created for these adults?
Oh my gosh.
Because they were getting these letters and they were like, I'm not even writing back and I'm just continuing to get these letters. Like stalker status. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Next week is the education retreat. I cannot be seated next to Mr. Duncan.
Yeah, he's going to get the wrong idea.
This has gone too far.
Right.
They probably avoided each other like the plague.
Right. Oh, the tangled webs we weave. But they did type the letters to cover their tracks, you know, in case they could decipher the handwriting.
Oh, notes. Notes were so good. And it's just
It's
a darn shame. It really is.
If you ever feel like you need some humble pie, which when you're in your adulthood, you really don't. You need as much like hype as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever do,
maybe
go back.
Maybe if you're feeling hot or anything, like you're in your 20s, you're like, I got my life put together. I'm on top of the world. Yeah. Go back and read your junior high notes.
My mom, like, I don't, and why we kept them, I don't know. And for those of you
burn
who,
those babies.
For those of you who have like lived in the only text message era, you won't understand. But yes, we used to write physical notes and you had to fold them very fancy.
Yeah. If you just gave like a little rectangle, if you just gave a rectangle, it was like social status declined.
Well, or you were just like, they obviously don't care that much
about me.
Because they didn't use gel pens. They didn't do my name in like a fancy font with a decorative top.
Border.
Yeah. And then they did not fold it with a pull tab. And I don't, like, I remember people saying, I'm writing you a letter in fifth. I've been working on it all day.
Or it's like, it's such a cute border.
Yeah. And so that's why you didn't throw it away, because you'd see that people would like go all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said, that's why with the pastel gel pens or the metallic gel pens. And so you did save them. And my mom, like, I didn't remember that I even had them. but she said she came across some notes like as she was cleaning out my room. And this is like after I was married with kids. And she like called me to read some of them to me. And obviously I didn't even write them. So I shouldn't be embarrassed. This person who wrote them should be embarrassed. But I was embarrassed that I was even on the receiving end of this guy's note and what he was saying. I was so embarrassed. Embarrassment via proxy.
Like, I literally threw my junior high journal away.
I ended up shredding mine. It was so,
so embarrassing.
Yeah. Because I was like, if the garbage man happens, if it falls out while the, you know, and then someone falls, sees it on the ground. I mean, I just had this thing where I was like, no one, and I mean no one, can ever see this. Yeah.
Speaking of embarrassing things in junior high, this is really cringe. I don't know if you guys recall the girl group, the teen girl group, 3LW.
Get a little tired of your broken promises, Oh, you got to do it with a lift.
Looking at your pages, seeing different numbers and numbers. Yeah.
There's a lot of S sounds for girls who had a list.
Call your daddy when you're hanging with your fellas, Or like a lot of repetitive S sounds.
Yeah.
Anyway, they went on a tour, and I don't even know if you could call what kind of tour you would call this. A skate rink tour?
I was going to say, this is how, back in the day, you would go on these mini concert tours.
Because a lot of times you'd do like a mall tour.
Yeah.
Like even Britney Spears did a mall tour. But this was, I would say, a step down. They did a tour, and they came to classic skating.
Oof.
And
probably 50% of my childhood cringe moments, dirtbag, revolves around classic skating.
So yeah, obviously, skate rink. Anyway, they put on a concert there, and my friends and I went, and I think you and one of other friend like tagged along.
Yeah,
and
I don't know that you let us like stand by you.
Probably not.
but we all had roller skates on, didn't we?
Standing? I think we were standing.
Okay. I probably brought mine. Like, aren't we gonna skate?
Yeah, when's the snowball? but yeah, so they were doing their thing, dancing, singing, and we were like, oh my gosh, these guys
are so cool,
and they're not even that much older than us.
Yeah.
We were like, you guys, this could be us, like in a year and a half.
Kind of like how I thought I could be Aaron Carter's backup dancer. Kind of like that.
So, just so happens that the school talent show is coming up soon.
I got to be there.
And so we were like, okay, how about this? We cover a 3LW song. And we chose like the three people who could sing.
Yeah, and, Britt being one of them.
And then the rest of the friends who like came to the concert with us were our backup dancers. Mm-hmm. You guys, we had full-on choreo.
Yeah.
And we all wore pink tops and black pants. one of my friends sang like the first verse, and then we all came together on the chorus.
Which was?
And players, they're gonna play, and haters, they're gonna hate.
Or do we play it?
We could play it. Do you have it at the ready?
I can get it at the ready. So that people just know that it's a real song. Uh-huh. Because 3LW stood for three little women.
The play as they gonna play, ball as they gonna ball, shot call as they gonna call. Like, you guys, I'm so white.
Yeah.
And I just cannot even. But like, I'm from the horse's mouth, who is Allison, who was in seventh grade at the time. Everyone thought we were very cool. Okay.
Yes. And I was like, very much like, that's my sister.
But only in retrospect.
Yes.
Only with hindsight 2020 do I want to crawl in the corner and die.
Thinking about this performance. Yeah.
Because so like one of my friends took the first
one
verse.
Of Britt's space buns kind of did start coming
out.
Oh yeah,
though. I did have space buns because I was getting into the choreo. You have to go hard.
Yeah.
Or just, yeah.
Well, yeah, go if you're a white girl trying to pull off BLW.
Then it's like you
commit and you better bring the sass. Right?
Yeah. But let me tell you, there must have been something in the water that year. Because there was also someone at the talent show that decided to rap. And he decided to put tinfoil on his teeth to make like a grill.
This was not done as a joke.
It was not done as a joke. And so I'm saying, I was in good company, okay? This is what we were all doing,
well,
okay?
I think it was the era of, it was a hip-hop uprising. And, and VH1 and MTV were
at their
everything.
Height.
And so even us that in translated suburban to the- Utah thought we were legit. This is when I was a senior in high school. You know better at this point. Mm-hmm. You should know better. When I was a senior.
You just knew exactly what you were doing, ma'am.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe not as much as I know when I was a 30-something-year-old. But when I was a senior in high school, our drill coach, I was on drill team. She gave us the freedom for the closing assembly. She's like, I really don't want to bring in our assistant coach to make up your dance. She's like, I'm just going to let you guys make it up.
Mm-hmm.
And no checks and balances. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I was like, wait, so
she's
me.
Like, I got a packed schedule this week.
Me and, well, she was like a school teacher and a mom and a coach. I understand. We became coaches.
Yeah.
We decided let's like not wear our normal dance costumes. Let's wear, everybody wear pink sweats, like the Victoria's Secret pink sweats, which also tells you our age right there. And then we danced to Bubba Sparks.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty to booty.
The whole song is just,
I found you, Miss New Booty. Get it together and bring it back to me. Like the whole song is the word booty.
Booty, booty, booty. And what else are you going to do to a song that talks about butts?
A lot of arm actions? No.
A lot of booty, 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 rocking everywhere. And I don't even, I was like crouched down, like popping the booty towards the crowd. Like, I'm like sure people were like, lock up your sons. You know what I mean?
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Hide everybody. I'm just like thinking about it. And I remember my mom couldn't be there. And so.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. Yes. I took the video camera with me because we were proud of this dance. It was the first time we really made up like a full dance.
This is our choreo showcase.
Okay, well, going along with kind of the rebellious side of teenage dirtbag times.
Okay.
This listener said her parents, well, mostly her mom, they were super strict, especially about clothes, modesty.
Okay.
She said when she was in junior high, she bought some thong underwear from Wet Seal, of course.
Yes.
Like we talked about
before. Where else are you going to get them?
There's another episode where two girls stole underwear from Wet Seal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, the store was a hot mess. So it's not like they were keeping inventory very well. And then those things are so small and easy to steal.
Mm-hmm.
So she said the mom kept finding them and throwing them away. There wasn't a discussion about it. She just would throw them away. And then the girl
They'd
kept going and buying them and different. And she said, and hiding them in different spots.
Awesome.
Mind you, she kept just finding them and silently throwing them away. She said she did this with her bikinis, too. She said, so when she was in high school, she would stop at Maverick on her way to school. She'd change into a miniskirt.
There we go.
And she'd buy some coffee, and which was also not something her mom would approve of. And she said that was probably actually 10% coffee, but 90% creamer.
Sounds about right. That sounds amazing.
But she felt so rebellious. And she had this old truck that didn't have cup holders. So her grandpa gave her like a cup holder that you would like, shove into the window. And it would hang down on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she was on her way to school.
Her hot coffee and her hot mini suit.
Hot all around. And she said she hit a bump on the road and her coffee fell out of that cup holder and onto her legs and burned her.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty darn good.
You got a lawsuit on your hands.
No, because
Maverick.
You wouldn't dare sue because you'd be like, my mom's going to find out. So she said her mom actually noticed the burn marks later. So yes,
burn
they must
marks?
Have been pretty bad.
Yeah, that is worth a lawsuit.
And she said, how did your hot chocolate burn you so bad through your pants?
This mom who's been throwing away thongs and bikinis,
she
knew
no
exactly
idiot.
What she was asking. Yeah. How on earth did your hot chocolate
she just played dumb and said, oh, it must have been extra hot. She also mentioned she used to sneak out her window almost every weekend. Now when she talks to her mom about that, her mom said, oh, I knew all along. But she said there is no way that she knew that she was leaving and just let her go.
Absolutely.
And that she feels strongly that she is just trying to make herself feel better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You don't want to feel like the walls only being one... pulled over your eyes.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, for sure. I always knew. Yeah. I remember one time, speaking of like teenage dirtbags, those stupid games that you'd play on like at sleepovers and stuff. My friends, like, they took out the cream of the Oreo and put like toothpaste in it. And they're like,
we did it with mayo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a minty Oreo than a mayo Oreo. Yeah. Anyway, my friends were like, gave it to me. And I was like, I don't even taste a difference. Like, even though I for sure, it was like Crest 100%, right. Colgate, whatever. Yeah. But I was just like, I don't even know what you
were determined not to be hoodwinked.
Right. I was determined not to like let them be like, win. We tricked you.
And having been like,
You
wanted to be like, duh. Joke's on you. Yeah, it didn't even
work out, guys.
And then later they came out with mint Oreos anyway. So
you're like, you guys were onto something.
Yeah.
So I get it, Mom. I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you guys probably heard in another episode. I mean, I did change. Well, I didn't change. I wore a halter top with a jacket over, and then I took the jacket off.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to put an ace bandage wrap as a bra. We know this story, right?
Oh,
and
yes.
As I was talking to a cute boy, the ace bandage wrap came undone
spontaneously
and started like unraveling, and I was like, it's gonna fall out of the bottom of my shirt. And so I went into the bathroom. I'm like, I better just take it off, because there's like a built-in bra in this little halter top. It's not much, but like this ace
bandage
wrap,
the job.
Yeah, it'll do the trick.
Desperate
it's getting
times.
Dark outside, they're not gonna know. Also getting cold outside, so maybe they will know. And so then I went to throw it away. I'm like, I either couldn't find the garbage can, or I was like, this is gonna be so weird for the mom or the parent to like, or for someone to see like an ace bandage wrap in the garbage can. I can't remember if it was a conscious decision or if it was a desperation decision. So I threw it underneath the sink in the vanity. So they probably found some dingy, boob sweaty.
Well, yeah, the next thing someone needs a new roll of toilet paper, they're like, What's this?
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Smartin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Okay. Well, speaking of strict parents, this listener said that her dad was super strict on grades. Like, if you got an A-, you were grounded. Which, that's kind of intense.
Well, I'm curious, like, what I've always been
sometimes
curious.
Sometimes you're just not a math person.
Well, right. All the time for me. Not sometimes. All the time. And that's the thing is, like, I think parents have learned a little bit, but I don't know. I mean, grades are not the only indicator of success.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she said she had 5 other siblings that were all really smart.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm not saying I'm not smart.
But there's got to be a fun one.
Yeah. She just said she liked to play.
I'm not saying that being smart isn't fun. Yeah, I'm sure otherwise it's fun to be on Mathletes and stuff.
Otherwise, the family dinners would be a real snooze fest.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that, like, some of us, me, are mainly what you would call street smarts. And those people are important, too.
She liked to play in high school, have some fun. And she would skip class a lot.
Okay.
And so when it came down to the test, she would a lot of times get like a B and a C instead of the A that was expected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't want to get grounded, of course. This guy that she was dating.
But let me just add this in.
Okay.
That didn't deter her from skipping class, and it didn't motivate her to get better grades.
Right. She's feeling so much pressure to get an A that she's going to go to these next measures.
Yeah.
Then, because this is worse than getting a B, in my opinion.
Yes.
Okay. Because, so this guy she was dating, he had like some more access to the school. He was a student exec leader.
Okay.
And so she and he broke into the secretary's office, and this was after hours. They found the paper that they printed the report cards on.
Oh.
So she took a few.
Like the stationery.
Yeah. So she took a few, and when it was time for report cards.
Seems like it should be in a locked drawer. Doesn't it?
Yes. And so
doctors have to lock up their script pads.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for reals. And she said that when it was report card time, she scanned her report card into her computer, changed her B's to A's, and then printed off on the official paper.
You guys, if this girl would put as much time into this shenanigan, into her grades, into her class, I mean, I hate to sound like the mom right now. You know, but it's like, then she probably would be getting A's.
And she said she even did it for some of her friends. She charged them $5 a report card. Well, there we go. See, she's starting to
ship.
Might as well get some money for it.
Yep. That takes some creativity. So I don't know whether to applaud you or ground you or send you off somewhere. But that just does remind me that I used to be an office aide, which was like the best.
I don't know. I do know why.
You know why what?
I was like, I wonder why I never like signed up to be an office aide.
Yeah.
It's because I always felt like I needed to be productive with all my class periods.
Oh.
That's just how...
Who says being an office aide is not productive, Britt?
It didn't feel productive to me at the time.
Who's going to call the kids to the office when they need to get checked out for their dentist appointments, Britt? Secretaries are busy. That was my favorite thing. It was I know, like getting on the thing and being like, think- Mr. Thorngren, you need to send Britt to the office to check out, please. But I remember my friends being like, I want to leave class for a few minutes. I just want to get out of class. Call me to the office.
You and did?
I
would. Allison, I can't believe you didn't get in trouble.
I know. And then my office aide partner, he would bring me Nature Valley green, the green crunchy oat bars.
Like basically loose granola, lightly put together by a package.
Yes.
And as soon as you open
it
up.
When you bite it, it's like a hamster just... hamster cage below your feet. Yeah, but those were all the rage. So he did bring me one of those almost every day, and we'd have like came in a pack of two, like Pop Tarts, like any good snack food does. And
sharing is caring.
Yep. And we'd share one, and then we'd all call our friends to the office to get him out of class for what, 10 minutes? Like, what was the point of that?
Because it's more fun than sitting in class.
True Well, a lot of our cringiest moments too come down to like teenage love and like crushes, you know what I mean?
Because,
for instance, this is short, but this listener was saying that she had a crush on a boy so bad that they were supposed to hang out and she was, you know, looking forward to it, probably counting down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he texted her and was like, oh man, I'm sick. I've got a cold. And she was like, she says, I pray, like, again, I'm sure he doesn't even remember this, but in her mind, this is how she thinks he currently remembers her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she said, I said something cheesy like, oh, a little cold doesn't bother me. Cold never bothered me anyway. And she went over anyway, and
oh
they
gosh.
Made out a bunch.
Ugh.
And she just goes, how desperate was I? And is this how he sees me now? Is the girl that was like, I told you I was ill, and you came over and made out with me anyway? Like, you don't have better things to do? You don't have more self-confidence and pride than that?
He was not thinking that.
Yeah, he was just like, heck yeah.
All right.
Teenage
yeah.
boy, he's like, she's...
Yes.
But a lot of times, like, you're just so excited about the fact that you're going to hang out. Like, come hell or high water, you're going to make it happen. Or, you know, sometimes you have a crush on somebody. Like, one time I had a crush on a boy. He went to a different school. He was a year older than me. And I just knew who he was. And I just developed this, like, very irrational crush because I'd never even spoken to him. I'd just seen pictures of him and seen him. So when the time came and I was at the fireworks and I finally went to meet him, I didn't want to act like I knew him at all. I didn't want to be like, oh, I think I... Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, well, sorry, what did you say your name was?
You're a Gemini, right? And your blood type's AB positive. So they said, this is so-and-so. And I was like, oh, okay, nice to meet you. And I put my hand out, like, formally to shake his hand.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, shook my hand, and he's like, wow, you're so formal. But I was trying so hard to seem like I was, like, very much meeting a new person.
Yeah.
But as a 14-year-old, I extended my hand out like it was a job interview. And he was like, oh, you're so formal.
Cool.
However, when I got to high school, he took me to homecoming. Now I look back
first
and I'm
impression.
Like,
you gave a firm handshake.
That's right. You better give a good, it can't be too firm though. That scares people.
Uh-huh.
It was the perfect touch. Knowing me, my hands were probably sweating bullets because I have sweaty hands anyway. But the funny thing is then when I got to my sophomore year, he asked me to homecoming. Now that I'm looking back, I'm like, I pray that like nobody was telling him how bad of a crush I had on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was like, I better take this sophomore because I heard she's basically in love with me and it would probably make her life. You know what I mean? Like, I hope that wasn't the thing. And I hope he was just like, she's cute. Let's go. I remember her handshake. Let's hope it was that. But now I'm like, maybe someone told him that
I know. I worry about that too. Like, I went on a date with this guy and He didn't even call me for the date. Like, one of my friends after school was like, hey, Britt, so-and-so's looking for you. Oh, gosh. And it's like, somebody's looking for you. Yeah. And I'm like, really? And so obviously I'm very excited.
Yeah.
And so anyway, like, I end up finding him like a freaking fool.
Yeah.
Like,
has
I go
seen so-and-so? Has anybody seen so-and-so? Gosh, apparently he's looking for me. He wanted me to meet him.
I really hope I wasn't doing that. Like, kill me now. And oh my gosh. And then he was like, do you want to go on a date tonight or whatever? And I was like, sure. And he didn't even come pick me up. He's like, well, I'm going to go to the football game. Why don't you just meet me at the football game? We can go out after the football game.
That's not a date, ladies.
Anyway, but I feel strongly that it was probably something like that.
Right.
And I'm like, I just want to like just crawl in a corner right now and just be like, I should have been like, if you're not into me, like, I don't even care. Like,
right.
Like, it's fine. Don't send my friends to come find me because you can't even call me. And
excuse
he's like,
me,
okay,
sir.
I can like do that for my fellow man, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder that now.
Well, speaking of, I guess, teenage love. I mean, I feel like that's like, yeah, the most cringy.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like right now.
Well, you act irrationally.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look back, you're like, why did I care that much? Oh my gosh.
Well, honestly, I'm cringing more telling that date story than I was about 3LW talent show.
Right. You're finding 3LW talent show to be more humorous.
Funny. Yes.
Embarrassing. But this is more like, oh gosh. Like
they,
desperation.
They pitied me.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So anyway, this listener said that she was over at a friend's house working on homework and she accidentally left her assignment at her house. So she texted her and said, oh no, I left my assignment there, and her friend said, I'll just bring it to class with me.
No
big deal. So they walk into class and she just turned in both papers, mm-hmm. the friend. The next day, the teacher returned the graded assignment and she realized just what her friend had done.
Oh, gosh.
She'd pulled a prank on her
mm-hmm.
and she had erased her last name with her crush's last name.
Oh.
And then she had replaced the right answers with things like, I don't know the answer, but I have a huge crush on blah, blah, blah. I love blah, blah, blah. I love blah,
oh my
blah,
gosh.
Blah.
That is like so many levels of
betrayal.
Betrayal. It's like defamation and breach of confidentiality and all the friendship rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you were the teacher, would you be like, oh, I don't know. Maybe she thought she did it on purpose.
Right.
Why would... Usually your friend doesn't have your assignment.
Right.
But
and if they do, are they cheating?
Right. So the teacher did not find this funny.
Uh-huh.
And they actually marked everything wrong.
Oh, geez.
And, you know, gave him the 25% or 10% or whatever on the assignment.
Yes.
She goes, luckily, I married him.
Oh, that's cute.
She goes, but she still feels cringy when she thinks about it. And well, I would
and
cringe
it, and
too.
You would cringe harder if you didn't marry him. Because then you'd be like, oh my gosh, she probably found this out and thought I was like a literal psychopath.
Yeah, writing my name on literal assignments I have to turn into my teachers. And instead of answers, writing, I love him.
Yes.
Like that's only a mental patient's behavior.
Right.
Okay. This listener said that she and her friend would stand at their car with the hood up. And when cute boys would walk past, they would say
would play the damsel in distress card.
They would say that the coolant light came on, but they couldn't get the cap off to check.
Oh, geez.
And then she's like, we just wanted to talk to them. You know, there are good ideas and there are great ideas.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get help and
attention. I played this whole
thing. You're going to break the ice.
Yeah. I played this whole thing wrong.
It's Britt was over there filling up her own coolant like an idiot. Well, I ran into a gabber after the pickup line episode, and mm-hmm. she did say to me, Allison, I had the exact same pickup tactic as you, which was, hey, do I know you? You look so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like apparently that wasn't too uncommon.
Yeah.
You she said I would do the same thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
And she's like, that is so funny. But mine was much more subtle than being like, oh, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fanning myself. You can't see me. Please come help me with my car. My coolant doesn't seem to be working. I like that I'm using like a Southern belle accent.
It just seems for real.
Yeah. This listener said that it was probably more actually of a cringe thing on the guy's part. But she said she got asked to prom by a kid who she didn't really like in the first place. And I think she means like in general, not even like.
Okay, not even a friend.
Right. And she said he slowly asked her to prom throughout the day during every class period. So everyone knew.
Is this the peanut butter guy?
I don't think so.
Go back to the school dances, high school dances.
We have a high school dance episode if you're confused by Britt's comment there. But she said, because he asked her during every class slowly, like with different little hints or things, she couldn't back out because she felt like everyone was kind of waiting and watching and a lot of people saw it happening. So she said yes, but she purposefully picked a hot pink prom dress because he was a redhead and she felt like that would look really bad next to him.
I don't like this guy, so let's make my prom pictures look terrible.
Yeah. Well, she didn't look terrible. She wanted him to look terrible. And I don't believe
she wanted it to be very clear that we do not match together very well. And that is not in my color wheel.
Yeah. I will not wear that gaudy orange. okay. So then she said, so the night of prom, he picked her up in his Hummer.
I don't see what the problem is.
His own Hummer. She said, I know. What 17-year-old gets a Hummer for their first car? She found this as a turnoff, apparently.
Oh. Seems very cool.
But maybe he had that vibe of like it was trying too hard.
Yeah, he was trying too hard.
Anyway, he drives her down the street and they get about four houses down and he pulls over. He parks the car and he stares at her and looks her in the eyes and says,
what?
I just never got a chance to really look at you.
Ugh.
And stares at her for 30 seconds, which she wanted to emphasize is a freakishly long time
to stare
when you're
in
just staring in silence. And it's incredibly uncomfortable and awkward. She then said that he asked her, hey, what rings are you wearing? And so that she would hold her hand out so that he could sneakily hold her hand. She said, I didn't know what to do because I was a very non-confrontational person at this time, as we've talked about before, most high school girls are. She just held hands with him the whole drive to dinner. And then she said, she told her whole group, her whole dance group, which is kind of cringy, about it. And it was just like, I really don't want to be here. And so they helped her avoid any chance of being alone with him again. And she said she will be forever grateful for those girls, but it still gives her the willies thinking about that night.
No, that's cringe on his end.
Yeah. You know, I had a situation like this when I went on a date, and just because she says yes to a date and just because you've spent money on her does not give you the right to physically assault her by handholding, because that happened to me. And I don't know if he listens to this. Probably not, because he thought I was so rude, because I did kind of do the same thing. He like forced my hand out of my sweatshirt pocket. Like I had my hands like interlocked in my sweatshirt pocket and he like pulled my hands apart and held hands with me. And I felt very uncomfortable. I feel like partially it was because he was a senior sophomore situation. And I think that they just assumed that like the sophomore girls want to date a senior guy. And like then, you know, I faked like I fell asleep to avoid being
in the middle of a slow dance.
No.
Narcolepsy.
And I wasn't shy about sharing that story. And I did tell some people in the dance group. And so I'm sure it got back to him because I think he found out and he was incredibly rude to me after the dance for like the rest of the senior year.
Oh, it is a dangerous game. Everybody's fickle.
Once again, you know, we've talked about just being real and upfront and trying to just be as genuine as you can. But again, at that age, you don't have that kind of confidence. You are just hanging on a wing and a prayer. And, and you know, I would emphasize, if you're in high school right now, emphasis on prayer, please. Because if I had put a little more prayer into some of these decisions that I made, I probably wouldn't have made them. Because Jesus, if he would have taken the wheel, he would have steered me far from this next.
He would have. He would have story first, that I'm going to share. First, made you yield at the booty rocking everywhere. He would, or maybe like.
No, I'm going to tell like
stop sign.
I'm saying like this next.
Well, I know,
but
I'm just saying like he also would have stopped that.
Okay, deep breath. When I was in junior high, we were about a year away from combining junior highs. Two junior highs fed into one high school. So you start to really think about these other boys that are coming from this other school, becoming kind of interested in who's going to be at high school with me and blah blah blah. So my friends and I had been like, if we could get his number, that would be awesome, this kid. And then we finally did get his number from a friend. And then we were like, okay, we should try to call him. And we would call him like every weekend, I feel like, for a while, and be like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And he was always like, oh, I have football. Oh, I have this. Oh, I have that. And so one night we were at my friend's and just a bunch of us girls, and we called him. We're like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And he was like, nothing. We were like, what? Oh, and then we
weren't expecting this.
Well, we're all over having a party at my friend's house. You should come. And he was like, oh, I can come. And we were all like, oh, crap. Because we had
need
zero
to put together,
plan.
We
a
need
party.
To put together this party stat.
There's six of us. We're not even that ready. And so we start like
panicking, and we started calling some of our guy friends because we're like, it's just six girls, like five or six girls here. We started calling our guy friends to be like, hey, you guys want to come over? And they were like, no, we're busy doing this. And we were like, can you please come over? And then when we finally like admit it, they're like, yeah, no, we're not coming over there to be like your buffer for this dude, you like some dude you want to date or whatever, understandably, way to have the confidence to say no. And so anyway, we're panicking. And before you know it, he shows up and we're like, well, this is our chance, you know, which is so embarrassing and desperate. So
five girls and this guy.
And this one boy that we've never
showed
met
up for a party
and is only girls. And in eighth and ninth grade, yeah, if you show up and you're the only dude, you're like, bye.
Yeah.
Well, he comes and he just like sits down and we're all like, and so we don't know what to do. Like, we are just frozen. I don't even know. So next thing you know, I turn on music because I'm like, it's supposed to be a party. And it's like, of course, probably 3LW or something, hip hop. And I start to, I just want to throw up thinking about this. I start to like dance with my friends. Like
sexy dance.
Kind of. And he is just sitting on the couch. And I'm like, hey, isn't that like we're trying to be like, oh yeah, aren't so-and-so coming? Is so-and-so coming? And, you know, we've got friends in the other room trying to call people over. And next thing you know, he's like, my brother's here. And he just gets up and leaves. And I just was like, it's over. We blew it. Blew it.
Never again.
And we look so freaking stupid. And a couple of my friends, they like, you see everyone's true colors, right? I'm trying to save the situation by just being like, it's cool. This is normal. This is cool and it's fine. And so me and another girl are trying to just like be like, yeah, we're cool. Like we're chill, whatever. And then we have girls that have abandoned ship and they are just like across the room or in another room being like, no, I'm not being associated with this, you know? And we've got girls trying to solve the problem by calling people. Like, I feel like it was just this hot mess. I don't even know. And the same thing with that girl who hopes this isn't how that kid remembers her. I still think about it. I'm like, I pray to everything that this kid does not remember this about us, because we did go on to high school and we actually went on to become friends with them, this kid. Not like we didn't even date him or anything, but we all became friends. And I just thought, either he is super understanding and forgiving or he has a terrible memory, because we tried to seduce him in like eighth grade or whatever. And now, I don't even know. I don't think I was trying to be seductive. I really don't. I think I was just trying to get the party going. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, we promised a party we will give. We must deliver on our promise, because it seemed really lame to me for all of us to be sitting on a couch, you know?
Yes. Well, speaking of boys, this listener, she said her teenage dirtbag moment was when she and her boyfriend would swap gum. Yeah.
Were they mouth to mouth when they were swapping the gum?
I don't know. Or were they like... She just said it was much cuter on Princess Diaries.
Oh, did they do that on Princess Diaries?
I don't know. I feel like that was like Princess Diaries unrated.
Like, yeah, which version?
I don't remember that at all.
Is this the Disney version? Well, this is so gross. Again, I can relate to too many of these. My friends and I used to share gum.
Yeah, it's so disgusting.
But it would be one of those things where you'd be like, oh my gosh, my breath smell kind of stinks. And then if I had gum, I'd just break half of it out of my mouth and hand it to him.
Think you have bad breath, do you think the solution is to take someone's ABC gum?
I'm not saying, Britt, that it made sense, but it was desperate time.
In the panic
of that. Well, if they had just put it in, like not too long ago, it's still minty. I mean, that polar ice was so strong, way too strong.
Brought tears to your eyes.
Yeah. I figured out super fast that the green gum that was really big when we were young, the spearmint, mm-hmm. gives me gas. And I would get like... I remember thinking I had like a nervous tummy, you know, like maybe I'd be hanging out with a boy or something, mm-hmm. and I'd put it in and I'd start getting that kind of gassy, nervous feeling. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I think I must just get that nervous, gassy tummy. Mm-hmm. But then I started connecting it to that gum. And later in life, I remember talking about it. And my one friend's like, that green gum makes my stomach cramp up so bad. And I was like, it's not just me.
Das spearmint.
Yep.
Or what is it?
So I stuck with polar ice after green. That. Now I'm all about the sweet mint. It's all I chew.
We'll do one more crush boy type of story. This listener said that when she was in junior high, she decided to just lay it all out there.
What does that mean?
Well,
a little more backstory.
Like, so she had a crush on this guy.
Okay.
And she decides to write him this full-on love letter.
Okay. Again, with the notes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like emails and like instant messaging or whatever, mm-hmm. Direct messaging on Instagram. You're a lot more brave than if you have to be face to face with somebody.
Right. And she actually didn't even get the courage to write who it was from.
Okay.
She just said it was from your secret crush.
Okay.
Something like that.
Right.
And she's just...
What's the long game on that one? Do they do that because they're like, okay, then if they start to show me some interest, then maybe they're hoping I'm their secret crush and then I can really be like, okay, it was me? Or like, because mm-hmm. what's the point of writing your feelings and like pouring your heart out?
Sometimes when you feel a big emotion, you just really need to get it out.
And burn it.
It's true. That's, I mean...
Or throw it away or shred it like me.
But yeah, she said he was way cooler than her.
Okay.
So she chickened out. And I think at the end of the letter, she was going to write her name and then chickened out and wrote your secret crush.
Okay.
And so at that point, you're like, I've put all this effort and he deserves to know how wonderful he is.
Newsflash. If you thought he was way cooler than you, then he probably knew
how wonderful he was. Yeah, a very good idea.
Right.
And she goes, so she never fessed up. And she goes, she cringes every time she thinks about it. And it's at least twice a week at this point in her life.
And she's like an adult.
Yeah, she's like a mom.
Yeah.
At least twice a week she thinks about
so
Ryan
never
or whatever.
Ryan, too cool for her. But so he never found out, but she still just cringes thinking about
uh-huh.
it. It's just giving me Josie Grossi vibes mm-hmm. from Never Been Kissed. It's for the Thelma Lipluith.
The poem.
I knew he liked the poem. If I could That's just get saying. One kiss. Sad.
All right, Gabbers.
Thanks for opening your hearts and your minds and your
and
memories.
And your past.
Yes, to us.
It's not easy to do, but when it's anonymous, it's a little easier, kind of like from your secret crush.
Right. And it makes me feel better about all my cringy moments. I don't know about you, Britt.
Yeah.
But just remember, even when you look back on these moments and you cringe like crazy for the teenage dirtbag you feel like you were, just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this.
All right, you guys, thanks for gabbing with us. We'll be back with a fresh episode next week.
Yep. And hey, sharing is caring. Just like you did with your gum, share this with a friend who
As
you
always.
Think might like this.
All right, you guys, we'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Let's gab.
Someone's faux strapless bra.
A jock strap going on. I don't need to bump and grind to get his attention. I'd rather just have him not remember that I was here.
No, I've never done like, I love you. If only you'd notice me. You know, nothing like that. I mean, not that I didn't think those things.
Right.
It's just, I didn't take the step. That man, it was 45 years old.
Oh, that was a cheetah girl.
Yeah. 3LW, a few of them translated into cheetah girls. Anyway, I don't really know the whole...
What came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't remember if Cheetah Girls was first or 3LW.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.